Kiyum B'Leih. So it's not simply a Kiyum B'Maisa. So since it was a Kiyum B'Leih, so the Shesio, the Shein Cheros, is an, becomes an integral component of the Kos. So therefore, if you're not Shosa L'Shem Cheros, you understand? If you show some L'Shem Hanor, so it's not considered a Kos. So it has nothing to do with Mitzvah Shrichus Kavon and Mitzvah Ein Shrichus Kavon. Because since it's based on the Halacha of Chayv Adam Liras Atzmo, it's a Halacha in Sipur, and Sipur is Liras Atzmo, so his Kavon over here is not a Halacha of Mitzvah Shrichus Kavon. It's not a Halacha in the Mitzvah of the Yidala Kosos. It's a Halacha of L'Shem Cheros, is an integral part of the Shri itself. So if you don't drink L'Shem Cheros, you drink L'Shem Hanor, so it's not considered a kos. That's what you see from the Mishnah. That's correct. That's what we deduce from the Mishnah. That if you drank one of the Dalit Kosos, L'Shem Hanor, so then it's not considered a kosher Dalit Kosos. You can glean from the Mishnah that Halacha, that the Kavanah Sa'odim over here plays a role, not because of the Mitzvah of Kavanah, but because the nature of the takon of the coast is kosher for us. It reminds me, it's not exactly the same thing. There's a famous Gra, that the Gra says that Onik Shabbos is not enjoying yourself on Shabbos. So the person that enjoys himself on Shabbos has no mitzvah on Shabbos. Because he says the mitzvah is to be ma'aneges ha-Shabbos. Ma'angeha. He says to be, and he says, whenever you look in the Pesukim, it always says that the Karasal is Shabbos only. Ma'ane gets a Shabbos. So the Gra says a person who enjoys himself on Shabbos is not Ma'ane kind of misses on the Shabbos. It's only if he's Ma'ane gets a Shabbos. It's a different concept. Well, I mean, to put it succinctly, what he's saying is that the motivation for the participation in Oneg is only because of Shabbos. It is not because of the person's status. Yeah, okay. So to be about Taiva and Shabbos is no mitzvah. The Gemara is in the beginning of Yishayahu. It shows him that the Lashon HaKosev and the Lashon HaChachomim is always to be Ma'anigas of Shabbos. So it means what the motivation is. There's no Yisra HaNoah over here. But if the motivation is Cheros, so then it's a Shiru Shikim HaMitzvah. But if the motivation is HaNoah, there's no Yisra. Okay, so now the riff has like this. Now we get into a big machlokes between the riff and the balamar. A big machlokes between the riff and the balamar insofar as the kosher chamishi is concerned. So the riffs are like this. Tana Rabban, chamishi omar lov halal adarun, divrei Rabbi Tafi. Okay, so the riff quotes Rabbi Tafi. Now the fifth kosher say halal adarun. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah just says, he says, Revi Gomalav Zahalel, Vomalav Brikas Hashir. So the Mishnah is four. So the Rif says, Kos Rav Tarfin, and Rav Tarfin is talking about Kos Chamishi. Chamishi, what do you do with Kos Chamishi? Is Omalav Halal Agadul, Divir Rav Tarfin. So according to the Rif, you have a fifth Kos. You have a fifth Kos. Right, what kind of status is the fifth Kos? I mean, what is this? I mean, It's a whole questionable structure. I mean, you have four kosos, that's the chibur rabban. So once you get to four kosos, you don't have a mitzvah like that. You have a mitzvah, there's such a thing as called a mabah raising mashiach, but that's not what it's saying over here. It's not saying you can mabah kosos, as many kosos shocheres as you want, a minimum of four. That's not the case. Apparently the case is you need a specific number. And Chazal picked the number four. And so now you have not only is four a number, but five is a number. So what is a five? I mean, is it a chiyuv? Is it not a chiyuv? So the riff is it's an optional type of thing. Chamishi yomar al gadol divrei Rabbi Tarfon v'yeshom amar Hashem roi lo yachsa mizmo lo gadol. So the machleik is what you say. Okay. Then the Gemara goes into meheichan ha'ol gadol according to Rav Tarfon, that he says, you say, Ha'ol HaGadol, Amar Rav Yehuda, Mehodu Vadna Al Naros Bavo. Rav Yochanan Amar Mishir Amalos Ad Al Naros Bavo. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Min Ki Yaakov Bocha Lo Ka Ad Al Naros Bavo. Okay, so you have three sheets as to what, I'm not going to look at that, I know exactly what Ha'ol HaGadol consists of. And Umin Hoga Da'almot Rav Yehuda, B'tarvayim. So So the minig is we paskin when noyeg, the world is noyeg like Rabbi Yehuda, in both cases. The birkas hashir ubahalel hagol. Okay, so what is So in other words, when it says how lagol unoyeg like Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav Tarfon, correct? And with regard to birkas hashir also, the minig is like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, because you have a question of Rabbi Gamalov Hal Gamalov Birkas Hashir. Kamar says, my Birkas Hashir, Rabbi Yehuda Yahalucha. Okay? So he says the minig of the world is when it comes to the fourth coast, that Birkas Hashir is not Nishmas, not like Rabbi Yehuda, but Birkas Hashir is Yahalucha. Okay? Yeah.
Is there any other?
So we mentioned the Gemara says Rashi over here. It's not a real Rashi, but he's quoting the Gemara actually. What daf is the Gemara on? On Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says that why is it called Hal Lagol? It's an amazing Gemara. The words of Chazal, when you first look at them, they don't really strike you as outstanding. But if you look a little more carefully, they strike you as strange. And then, when you try to figure out why they're strange, if you're successful, you see what they really mean. It's amazing. The Gemara says, "Well, Lama Nikra Shmo Hal Lagol." So the Gemara said a lot of reasons. There's a lot of statements there. So the Gemara says, "Amar Biyochanan Mishnah Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Beruma Shalolam Machalik Mizonos L'Chol Berg." Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So So it says why. So Rashi explains. Rashbam explains. Rashi explains. Yichsiv the Hodu Lekel Hashemayim and Nosein Lechem Lechol Basa Ma'ayinu Davar Gadol. So the question is, why is that a Davar Gadol? There's so many things in the universe. The Bria Shemayim Varetz, one would think, is certainly the most amazing thing that any man, any human being, can behold. And he can only behold it in a limited way. But even in the limited way, you see man's amazement over the universe. It's endless. It's the most amazing thing. So what is the Nosein Lechem Lechol Basa? It's a very limited phenomenon to our planet, and it's a very self-serving, egocentric kind of phenomenon. And it's our own sustenance. And so why should we choose that? On the contrary, the many Hodel Kela Shemayim is the biggest thing. You don't need more than that. Hodel Kela Shemayim. What do you say? Nosein Lechol Basa? Okay, fine. It's certainly it's shavach shemokon that everything was pre-planned in the emergence of the bria that this little ant should have his mizoros. It's certainly an astounding thing that beyond the scope of human understanding, human knowledge. Yeah. So why did they choose this? But why did they choose this feature? So we said two things here.
The Rashbam, they're not coming up.
This is certainly one of them. See, the idea here is like this. The amazing thing is that the Torah has no concept, really, almost no concept of saying thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see? Because thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is basically nonsensical. Right? Because you say thank you to another human being, it doesn't matter. Why do you say thank you? For two reasons. First of all, you feel you owe him something, so you want to benefit him back in return. So you thank him. Your appreciation is considered like you're giving him something. Yeah, so like what does Gemara say? Gemara says in Azov that a whole question of by King Yitzhuda, whose Suda is it? So Gemara says Kel Shakona, Kel Shamakna. So the Gemara says, how can it be Kelem Shel Machna? Because he's the one that's been Machna, so why his Kelem, so where's the return? So the Gemara says, Bahi Anor to come Makabal. So the Anor is Makabal, the Anor is what he gives him. It's an amazing thing, by the way. That Gemara is an unbelievable insight into business. Because what does the Gemara show? It's an amazing thing. The Gemara is saying the Anor, that the person's Makabal from you, is what he's giving me in return. I'm doing business with him and I'm being marketed and I'm getting back to Hanoi. It shows you And I think it's very true. So the important psychological effect in business. That in business, one of the main psychological... See, business is a psychological phenomenon. And one of the main psychological features is people enjoy doing business with someone that they have an emotional tie. The emotional tie is a tremendous satisfaction of the whole business transaction process. It's an amazing insight. Because I'll have that's why you see businessmen, they eat together and they, you know, it's a whole thing. I mean, usually it's not real, it's a momentary thing. But even as a momentary thing, the person fools himself, because you see, a person fools himself in an area where he has a great desire. And the desire to feel that there is an honesty and there is a, you know, there's a mutuality here is a tremendous motivation in the whole process of the business transaction. That's why Chazal say that it's according to one man, we're a paskin away. It's Levi. But Levi held it. But he had not become a kabbalmine. That's the biggest thing. Because that that shows a certain relationship here, and that's really the tremendous satisfaction in the whole procedure. It's amazing, Chazal. Amazing insight into the psychology. But anyways, the Gemara over here, getting back to the Gemara over here, so the point is that why do you thank somebody? You thank somebody for two reasons. First of all, you give them the satisfaction of the appreciation. Okay, the hanah. And secondly, you want him to be aware of the fact that you appreciate it. I mean, you want him to know. He doesn't know how you receive. In relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not sensible. Because he doesn't need anything. And that's the Yisod HaDos. God does not need anything. And he doesn't need you to tell him if you appreciate it or not. So the whole idea is nonsensical. And you see, Mahavdil, the old day of Arizona, they always say to their gods, thank you. They always say that. You know, I mean, all the other Arizona, even the sophisticated, today's other Arizona, they always say thank you. Because they have a feeling, that's one of the things that Rabbi points out many times, and Chazal emphasizes that in the system of Arizona, they're always giving to their gods, because it's a whole childish type of a situation. But Yahadus, in recognition of the Das or Emes, I mean, the Yisodei Yisodos is a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything, so it's nonsensical. So there's no reason for a person, so how should a person respond when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him a Tova and a Chesed, and he has that recognition? The answer is, what is the response? It's a completely different response. The response is that the person is awestruck by the fact that he is an insignificant creature. A Bria Shvela of Afela is an insignificant creature in the whole universe, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave something to him, and in his plan is this little insignificant creature's need. So when a person has a conception of that, so what is his response? He's in a state of awe, and he has to say Shiva. The response is Shiva. That's the only true, logical, philosophical, correct response for a person as a makabel of a tova and a chesed from a chesed. It's an amazing thing. And that idea is Yisod HaDos. That idea is the whole idea of the Shira, which means to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take Kol Yisrael in such a short time, and it's an amazing thing, a short time, a process of a few months, I mean, to take them, and they were all Devar Zohar. Chazal say, Alolo of Devar Zohar, Alolo of Devar Zohar. So they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, he's Yisrael. So you see, he took them from a level of Avodah Zarah to a level of recognition that the only thing they could say in response to the Chesed Hashem that they went through the Kriyas Yamsuf, you see, is Shira. That's the only rational, appropriate response for another. Say Shira. And the Shira, what does Shira consist of? It means a person... Shira is the enumeration, if you look at Oz Yashu, it's the enumeration of the events, the Chesed Hashem, and it culminates in an amazing statement. Mi chomocho ba'ilam Hashem, mi chomocho neda ba'kodesh, and the next words are extremely significant. No rasa hilos. What does it mean, no rasa hilos? Rashi says that's what it means. Only partial. It means that to praise you is a frightening experience. Because we recognize whatever we say is nonsensical. No Rashi was, and the only thing you can say is Osei Fella. Osei Fella. Osei Fella, by the way, is another tremendous yisod in Yehadas. And that is that a person has to look, has to have the ability to look at events that he witnesses that are Yad Hashem as simply as a phenomenologist. It's a phenomenology. I don't understand it. It's a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon. Osei Fella. That's something which is true in the range of our personal experiences as well. I mean, we don't understand. I mean, we just say we don't understand the mishpat Hashem and how things work. I mean, contrary to our reason, the human reason, it's El Sefala. It's pilaplayim in terms of chesed, pilaplayim in terms of what we see as onesh or whatever it might be. Is an osi. We always have to. That's really the pasuk in Tehillim. The behemos. It says that I am like a behemoth in relationship to you. It says something. What does it mean? It means that he's nothing. I don't have any knowledge. Nothing. The person has to have the ability at times in life to be able to look at the phenomena that's around them, whether for good or for bad, as Osei Fella. It's just a pull-up poem and we have no knowledge. No rasilos. We can't, it's frightening to be Meshabayach and Osei Fella. Amazing thing. And that's the culmination of the Shura. To think that people in such a short time were able to reach that level of Sadas Hashem through Moshe Rabbeinu is an amazing, most amazing phenomenon. I mean, I tell you, today in the most sophisticated secular world, the concept is, they don't even approach the concept. And this is something which Baruch Hashem had by Yom Tov. That's the idea of Shira. And the idea of Shira really is, that's why in the Shira, what do you have in the Shira? It says, Migdash, Tviyemo, Sidon, Mochon, Shvitra, Paalt Hashem, Migdash, Ad Hashem, Kon Yidah. Why do you mention the Migdash over there? Because Migdash really, the essence of Migdash is not the Kabbalas. The Kabbalas are Machayev and Shira. The Shira is really the culmination, the essence of the whole Midrash. And you see, that's why when Levim said Shira, it says, you say in the Tefillah on Musa Vashkodesh. It's a, what's the Lashon over there? The Lashon is, V'shirei David avdecha hanishmo'im be'irecha. That's that's the Ir Yerushalayim. It's the whole year. The year means the whole society. It's that here's the Shura. It's a different kind of a city. That here's the Shura. And Ishmoim Berecha, Ha'amun Lufneim is Bechecha. So the culmination of all the Kabbalists is really culminates in Shura. So Shura, the concept of Shura is an amazing concept because it is the only concept that places man in a proper way. Gives him a proper response for Chesed Hashem. There's no other response that's perfect.
So,
it's totally counterintuitive. Right? You see, for instance, in Modem Anachnu Lach, you see, Modem does not mean thanks. Look in the translation, I think it says thanks. Modem Anachnu Lach, Shato, what Hashem Alakeinu, Alakeinu, Vesenu, doesn't make sense as thanks. What is it? We thank you, what? Shato, what Hashem Alakeinu, what's it? Modem anachnu loch, that's what the Mefarshim say. Modem anachnu loch means, like modem means, like when someone, we're modem. We accept, we subordinate ourselves. That's modem anachnu loch, sha'atohu ad Hashem alakeinu v'alakeinu, that means we are modem at you, that you are atari boch. It's hodah. And it's like by a balchot. When someone is Tavayim, he's a modern mixer, so he's modern everything. He's modern. he's either Moda or Kofa. So, and Rashi says in Sukkah, Rashi says, L'chor nachnu modim, so Rashi believes it's Lashon in Sukkah, v'lo Kofa. Alright? That's why the modim is a Shtach Avoya. It's a Chazal said, a person is not in a Shtach by the modim, it's the worst and worst knowledge. Because the modim is a Shtach Avoya. Is a Shtach Avoya. And the okay, the pasuk mentioned before is Tehillim Ayin Gimel Chav Beis. Ani bar v'lo
edom,
behemos hayisi imach. That's amazing. It means that I'm like a behemoth, no knowledge whatsoever.
Is that the same concept by Allah?
It's an interesting thing. I mean, I just want to tell you that the Minhag Aruch, I was looking at some of the today's metaphysicians. You know, discussions about God, the existence of God, that physicists get involved in. I tell you, it's all very, in my opinion, it's all absolutely awesome to be involved in. The words are, even the ones that accept God, it's laced with kira. And you know why? Because there's one yesod that they don't have. And that yesod is the concept of the limitation of the human mind. And they get caught in crazy contradictions. So that's one thing that Yahadus, the Rambam, the essential idea in the Rambam's Mor Neruchim, is that a metaphysician is one who knows and who has definite knowledge that he is not a metaphysician. That's the Yisod. Rashi's Memei Mabeis. It says, L'ka onu modim shehu alekeinu. That's why, and that really is expressed in the Tarshish Lefsav, in the Psukim, that when it says in the Chumash, it says when they saw. When Klal Yisrael, you got a chorus? Yeah, Pasuk Yud Shmos Yud Beis Pasuk Chavs. Vayikra, it says, Vayikim Alachim B'nechem, Vamatim Zev Pasuk Hashem, Asher Pasuk Abot Yisrael Mitzrayim, B'nod Kos Mitzrayim Ves Boteiru Hitzel. And it says, Vayikra Roma Yistachmo. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Al Besuras Agulo Ubiya Sa'oretz, U Besuras Abonim Shiyi Lahem. So what do they do? They didn't say thank you. It was Kido and Ishtach Avoya. That's the only response. That's the only response. Well, you go to only Yishtach. So you see where they knew that that's the only thing. That's Shvach HaShemach. That's complete recognition of the Rambam Sakat Shvach. Yeah, that's right. Same thing in Shmini. Vayarom vayaronu vayiplo apneim. That was by the Izgal Sakat Shvach in Yom HaShmini on the Shmini Morning. Yeah.
Right.
Same thing, yeah. Vayameinom vayishmu kifagar Hashem Ezmeinu v'churas anyom. It's an amazing thing those two words. What's conveyed, it's a blind concept that's conveyed in those two words. Shiva is in awe of Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, one of the things in Shevach and Shevach Lodor is that Shevach could be at anything. I mean, a person could be studying the universe as a Shevach. And Shevach Lodor is specific to be awed specifically by the midos HaKadosh Baruch, the midas chesed shel HaKadosh Baruch. That's what it is. It's a specific response. So that's one idea. By the way, the modim drabbanon is like a supplement to the original modim. What is modim? The modim drabbanon is al shanach the modim loch. So it's modim al shanach the modim. The answer question, no, but the answer is that the modem drabonon is a second hodor, mashator Hashem Elokeinu again, you see, and but here for the fact that you gave us the ability to have this recognition, you see, that's the modem drabonon, what it adds, and it's mitzurif to the tefillah shashatz, because the tefillah shashatz and the tefillah yud ches itself. It's just the first modem for the specifics. And the modem drabonon is a supplement for the shevach that al shanach l'malach, that we have this ability. Yeah.
That's the question related.
The question of why it's considered, what Rabbi Yochanan said, so why is it called Ha'ol HaGadol? So it says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel HaShemayim, that's an astonishing thing. There's no doubt it's an astonishing thing. But the other question is that why do you choose something which is mundane? I mean, that relates to you. That's not objective. It's totally subjective. And the answer is precisely because of that. Because if you chose something that's not subjective, then you would be putting yourself in a position that's again nonsensical. Because if you praise somebody for something, that means you have to place yourself in a position of some kind of a judge. I mean, if you honor somebody by a dinner, you give them a praise. So it means that in some manner you're judging them. I mean, you have to otherwise way to praise them for. But with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not possible. It's ridiculous. So therefore, the fact that you choose something that's subjective, that's no sin lachem l'chavasa, which is a realm which you're included in, so it shows you that I'm only praising insofar as my response to a subjective, to the fact that subjectively I received something, but in reality I have no right to give an objective praise. You see? Exactly. So in the shevach is built in the idea that I can't be mishabach, and it's only that this is a response that I my nature demands that I make this response, but at the same time I realize that it is not a judgment; it's only a subjective thing. So that's why the dafka, the notes in Lachim Chol Basar, was chosen to show the limitation of the shevach. That it's limited. It's just because I can't. I'm going to shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu making the world. Yeah, I know a lot about making worlds. I mean, it's not sensible. It doesn't make any sense. I'm saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu made the universe. Well, what do you know about the universe? The whole idea is crazy. But the answer is because no sin lechem uchal basa. I was the fact that I received this chesed demands that I express from my small subjective realm what I see. What appears to my Tzelem Alakim, I have a right to express. Yeah. It's a different, totally different concept. That everything, as there's no other idea. Oh, let's say a person makes a bracha. So what are you going to say? Bracha's shira? No, a bracha's not shira. But is a bracha a different idea? That's for sure. It can be a different idea. There's only one correct idea. It can't be, there's only two correct ideas. There's only one correct idea. But the answer, the difference between a person saying a bracha, which is also shracha shemakam, a person saying Shira is from the standpoint of the Gavra. Shira demands a certain state of recognition on the part of the Gavra. When a person is saying a bracha, it's perfunctory. It's also correct, because like the Rambam says, that all the brachas, what's the purpose of all the brachas? Is Lashon Rambam says, to be lahaskir abori tamid.
That's why mea brachas.
A different kind, mea brachas, lahaskir abori tamid. I mean, that's why Chazal made all these brachas. Lahaskir abori tamid. That alone is something, but you can't always be involved in the highest level of shira. But the difference is in terms of the gavra. That's why by shira you stand. Why do you stand by shira? To show it's a different involvement than a gavra. It's enough to stand and make a bracha, much less you have to stand. I mean, unfortunately, we're not Malachi Asharis. We can't, we can't always be saying Shira. But the...
Yeah,
that's right. So an event. It's in the human framework. That's been the human framework. Yeah. I mean, how this deals with the nature of man. We're going to tell Malachi Asharis. But for man, is Maskir Abar Etamit. So he can't always be saying Shira. He should always be saying Shira. He can't do it. The Gemara says this: Amar of Shizbi Mishmei the Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi, Koshin Mizonosov Shel Adam to Kriyas Yamsov. The Siv Nosin Lechem Chal Basar V'Somach Lei Legoze Yamsov Gzara. Is he? Yeah. The Gemara says before also. The Gemara says that the first one you can understand it, but the Gemara has one before. Amar Vechna Koshin Mizonosov Shel Adam. Yosem Okay, see, that means, you have to understand, the Gemara says Kashim, it means a different thing. Over there, it means Kashim Mizonosov Shel Odom Kiflayim Ki Yoleda. The Ilu Bi Yoleda Tziv Be'etzev Mizonosov Shel Bitzom. There it's referring to the psychological burden of man. Because giving birth to a child is a very, very painful and difficult experience. But and it's something which is very dreaded. I mean, today a lot less than it was years ago, because today they eliminated a lot of danger. But nevertheless, very, very painful. It's like a major operation. But the Chazal say that even though that's so intense, but that is, when you compare that to the constant burden that a person has to earn a living, parnasa, that burden is twice as high. You see, their Chazal are comparing, that's a psychological insight. That sometimes you have something which is a long-term, grueling type of thing, takes more out of a person than a short-term, really difficult, trying thing. But it's still short-term. It still has a goal. But what gnaws on a person on a constant, you don't realize it, but it really is taking its toll all along the way. So Chazal say that's what that a man really, even though he doesn't have to go through that, that difficulty, but the fact is he has that burden always there. That burden is worse. I'm skipping to the next one, not to the immediate one, but the famous one. That caution was on Osef Shalodim Kikriyas Yamsuf. And then the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that, Kashel Zaveg Zvugim Kikriyas Yamsuf. So he goes, well, what does this mean? Kriyas Yamsuf? I mean, is it really? It sounds like an exaggeration. If Chazal is there, who's more? You see? Right? You know what it means? Caution. But the answer over there is like this, that when you say caution, what does it mean it's kosher? I mean, it's kosher for God, for the Borei Olam. So, I mean, nothing's hard. The whole concept of kosher doesn't make any sense in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what it means is, over there it means the human response when you witness the thing. In other words, if a person witnesses Kriyas Yamsuf, he seems this is a very hard, difficult feat. He has to feel that way. Even though, of course, metaphysically, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that idea is absurd to say it's hard and there's nothing hard. But it means that you can't help when you see an unbelievable thing, you think of what went into this, and in human terms, this is an extremely difficult thing. So it's the human response as a witness to the event. How you'd estimate it. So what Chazal is saying like this, that those two chazal mean the same thing. That kashim zaveg zvugim kikriyas yamsuf and kashim zonosa shel odom kikriyas yamsuf means that where the hashgacha creates the zivug, or where the hashgacha is involved in bringing about a person's panasa, it means it looks like a simple thing because you just see the last little effect. But if you would know, you'd be aware of all the individual elements. If you're suddenly given binoculars through which you can see all the events that led up to that hashgacha, it would be more amazing than seeing Kriyas Yamsuf. You'd say, wow, that's more astounding. The only thing is, you don't see it. The person only sees the last cause. I mean, he doesn't see the concatenation of events. But it means if a person would be able to witness that concatenation of events, it would be more amazing to him than seeing Kriyas Yamsuf. That's all I'm saying.
Isn't that true?
What?
Yeah,
I mean, okay. It means to say, a person reaches a degree of astonishment beyond which he's not capable to go. And that's a good point. As I said, kasha kikriyas yamsuf. Kasha kikriyas. It means to say that there's a certain limit to our astonishment. So it means just like the astonishment that yamsuf, you reach the human limit, you'd have the same exact experience.
It's like 1-3 many.
Same exact experience, yeah. So there's an interesting Rashbam there. The Rashbam says, "Kloma neis gadol osel." See, here, Kriyas Yamsuf, "Kloma neis gadol osel lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu lemisha nosin lo mezonos." You see that? That's what Rashbam says. It means, yeah, if a person's on the level where Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashgacha, supplies him with mezonos, in specific Hashgacha Pratius, it's neis gadol osel lo Hakadosh. What is it? Neis gadol. It's not a shini ateva. But it means insofar if you'd see the whole concatenation, you would say, this is an ace. Okay? So it says, and he says, but Rashbam is an interesting thing. He says, V'nafkaminu l'meboi rachmi. What does that mean? V'nafkaminu l'meboi rachmi? It's interesting. What does that mean? So what he said, it means like this, that when a person is mispaleo, his tefillah is niskabel. Person's tefillah is neskabel, is neshmas, insofar as he's in line with reality. That's the bottom line. how much is a person's tefillah received by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nishmas? It's insofar as he's in line with reality. Insofar as he's away from reality, his ideas are away from reality, like the Rambam says, that he's distant from God, because his knowledge is lacking, his ideas of Hashem is not on a par. So insofar as that's concerned, that's how much it's not Nishmas. So the Rashbam puts in an interesting thing. He says, Nafkeminu l'mebar rachmi, that if a person is mispower for his mezonos, so if he doesn't have an idea of what he's asking for, the nature of what he's asking for, then his ideas are not in reality. And so far as they're not in reality, the chance of them being Nishmas are reduced significantly. And you can't say when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we never know when a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Shema or won't be Shema. But this principle we know, that insofar as we're in reality, the chance of the tefillah being Nishmas is good. It's an amazing thing. I understand the Rambam. I never understood this Rambam. The Rambam says, the strange Rambam, Tefillah satzibur nishmas itomid. He says, lefichach, he says, therefore, a person should always try to be mitzarif himself to the tzibur. Isn't that what he says? That's Lashon Rambam, correct? So I always wondered about the Rambam. So, yeah, he has this Perek Shmini. Tefillah satzibur nishmas tomid. That's God's business, not my business. So why is it a mechiv to be mitzarif to the tzibur? Because it's nishmas. You see, because it's nishmas. But the answer is the way what we're saying now really explains it, because it means nishmas is a barometer of how much in reality you are. In other words, the kiyum of tefillah is, like Reb Chaim points out in the Rambam, is to be omid lefnei Hashem. Omid lefnei Hashem means your certain realistic position in the universe. It's a position of reality. It's like the Rav said, that the main thing that you learn from the first, what do you derive from the first episode, is that a person should be in existence. That his existence is real insofar as he has the correct idea of God's existence. So that's what the Rambam is saying, that tefillah satzibur is nishmas tamid. So it means nishmas means insofar as in reality, insofar as it is in reality. So Eid HaKadosh Baruch Hu moes b'tefillah satzibur. So it means that insofar as it's a rabbin, the rabbin is more of a reality. So the tefillah of rabbin is more of a reality insofar as man is concerned. So therefore, a person is mechuyif, should try to be mitzarif with the tzibur whenever he can, because insofar as he does that, it's a kiyum of omer lefnei Hashem. His omer lefnei Hashem is a reality, is more in reality, and it's a greater kiyum of tefillah. That's what the Rambam said. It's an interesting thing. I never understood the Rambam. It always bothered me. It was Nishmas Latam. So what? So it's not Nishmas. I mean, I have a Chiyuv Tefillah. Nishmas, not my business. That's God's Asik, not my Asik. But the answer is, once we know that something is Nishmas, it means ipso facto that is because our ideas are more in reality. So therefore, when you mitzaref to the tzibor, and a person forgets to a certain extent, the self is absorbed in the concern for the tzibor, so then he's in a greater reality before God. So it's a greater kiyum in the omid lefnei Hashem, and that's really the whole kiyum tefillah. It's an interesting. It would appear from the Rambam, you know, as machlekes of Hinkin and Reb Moshe, whether it's a chiyuv or whether it's a kiyum, I mean, it would appear from the Rambam to me. It appears it's a kiyum, but a serious one. It's not, you can't make light of it. As a matter of fact, Chazal say, really, that even if you can't be with the tzibur, you should be as followed as mana tzibur. As mana tzibur. Right? And even if you're not as mana tzibur, it should be loshen tzibur. So you see that because they're trying to get the individual into the reality of tzibur, which is a greater reality, which is a greater kiyum tefillah.
Why is it they come though?
There's a rare called a lomid in a chozer, because a rare in a kotzer. That means the first time you just plow and furrow. I mean, the mind is really seeing it. It's like a plowing a field. Maybe successful, but when you go over it again, it's a different view, because now the mind can really, it made the breakthroughs already, and now it has the ability to really see the picture clearly. Different kind of language.
It's very powerful.
There's a Havni in the Gemara, that by Megillah, what does the Gemara say? The Chayav Adam Likras is a Megillah Balayla Vishanosa Beyond. So, I mean, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that, one before Havni was that it means to learn it. But the second, the next part is Lishanosa means that Bayom, which would be the second time. So he said, because the Limud of a second Limud is a completely different kind of a Limud. And Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh is really Limud. It's interesting, you see the Ram makes it pretty clear that Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh, I just saw it the other day, and it makes it clear that the Kriyas of Torah is Limud. See, Ram is Perkis Beis Halacha Tes. Kivan Shehishchel HaKore Likros Batorah, he says, Oso L'Saper Afilu B'Dvar Halacha. I mean, it's mashmash, it's a hard thing, it's Ben Gavol HaGavol, it's a hard thing. It doesn't say there's not matir from the guy. It's a question. So also something about Ella kol shomin v'shoskin umesimin libam l'mashu kore shenema v'oznei kolom el sefer haTorah. So apparently, according to the Rambam, it's not enough just to listen to Kriyas haTorah. You have to think. Mesimin. The Rambam is in, what is it, Perkis Beis Halachates. Shomin v'shoskin umesimin libom l'mashu kore. Shenema v'ozne kol ha'om el sefer ha'Torah. What does it mean, v'ozne kol ha'om el sefer ha'Torah? So the Rambam explains, it means three things. Shomin, one. Shoskin, you can't be involved in anything, you can't talk. And also mesimin libom, it means everything. Your ear is completely attentive, completely attentive to the Torah. It means that they're seeming libam to what the Torah is saying. So apparently, if the tzibur is not really, not only are you mechuyev to listen to the Kriyas haTorah, but you're mechuyev to think into it. Think into what I'm saying. It's halacha and lima, as I mentioned before. It's halacha and lima.
Is he also saying shosekin?
Ozne kolom means complete involvement. So if you listen, sometimes a person can be listening to something and can hear what the other person is saying while I'm talking to you also. And it's possible. So that's no good though. Yeah. That it means really the whole total involvement in the Kriya. So it means mesimin libam. It means you have to really think into it. I remember one time I heard the Rav say, when I'm listening to Kriya Star, he said that I'm thinking into the ideas. So he said. I see it around, it's around. That's what the Rav mentioned. There's nothing wrong for people in shul standing up by the shiva. Because he says, there you're standing up to demonstrate the idea of shiva demands an involvement of the God. It's not because they're saying this part of the Torah is different than the rest of the Torah. But by the Aseres HaDibros, the Rambam, by the way, makes it clear that, and I'll pay it to my attention, you know, I mean, I mentioned the Rav gave a transition. But if you take a look, the Rav is just trying to admit it, but if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam would not accept that. Because the Rambam says that you're not allowed to do anything that in any way could lead people to that conception, that this is different. So it doesn't matter, even if you say, the Rav gave a beautiful Pistana, once again, Tam Ma'in, Tam Tachta. But the Rambam himself definitely would not change his position. The Rambam says, as a matter of fact, in that tshuva, that he mentions over there that they gave reasons for it. He says there can't be any reason, because he says anything. You see, Chazal and Mevatel saying the Aseres HaDibros in the morning, because people are going to say that this is different and call it Torah Kula. So Rambam says, see from that Gemara that any time you do anything that people may lead to this idea, you're not allowed to. So Rambam absolutely awesome to stand up during Aseres HaDibros. It's Tarumas Aminim it's based on. Tarumas Aminim. I mean, you know that people say Ten Commandments are given by God, the rest of the Torah now. It's a common misconception. I would say like this. The reason why they picked those two is because we don't know, really. We don't know how anything works. So that's why they had to have riots from Pesukim to support the idea. Without the Pesukim, you can't say that. How do you know? So when you have a right from Pussy to say it. So So those two things, you see, you have Rashi too. One additional thing is that that's why it says Oz Yoshim Moshe of Neisrael Zeshiraz Oz. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Melameh the Shira. Because the whole idea, the idea of Shira is really is on the highest level of, based on the highest level of Yisori Ados. How you say Shira? So the only one that could do it was really Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's Oz Yoshim Moshe of Neisrael. It wasn't a spontaneous pouring out of emotion. It was through Moshe's Yedias Hashem that he was able to give the proper formula for the Shira. Mm-hmm. The proper formula. And the proper formula, which is based upon the only correct human response for a recipient of God's chesed. That's what Shira basically is. And based upon that, The formula is in the Shira.
I'm really
answered on that. Yeah. Give me a explain something else also. Explains the passage Vatan Lohem Miriam. What's Vatan Lohem Miriam? The question is, your question, what's Vatan? What's the question? Yeah. What is she answering? But this is very good because it says, Vatikach Miriam Anavia Achos Aaron Zatov Biyada. Then it says, Vateitzeno Chol Hanoshim Acharea Besup Vimchokos. So it means that they really were demanding to be involved, to say Shira. So Vatan Lahem Miriam. So Miriam answered them that this is the proper formulation. Shira La Hashem Ki Go Ga'osus Varech Varam Vayam. But they couldn't say Shira unless they had the formula from Miriam Neville. That's Vatan Lahem. She responded to their request. The request was, when they came out with Super Mucholos, the request was they wanted to say Shira. So she answered them, this is what you should say.
That's why she asked them that?
Yeah, you're right, that's good. Yeah, then you're right. Vatikach Miriam Anaviyah. He has to inform you that she was an Aviyah. Yeah. It would seem that, I mean, this much of the formula you could say. They have to sit down. Gaius delay. Gaius delay means that the Gaius delay means that's lashon of the Gaius delay. It means to say that when there's Shira, there is no sense of success on the part of the human being. It means that all success belongs to God. That's Gaius delay. There cannot be when a person is in a state of saying Shira. There cannot be any sense of personal accomplishment. The personal is completely non-existent. And the only thing that's recognized, all successes, are Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gaius Delay. That's the underlying premise of the whole Shira. Shira Lad Hashem Ki Go'o Go'o. That's the most basic statement. The next thing you see is the enunciation of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The formulation of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Hashem Ishmochama, Ad Hashem Ishmochama. That means Al HaYamsuf, Nirolam Ki Ishmochama. And Sinai Kizakein. It means to say the fact that we're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we only could recognize things that appear to us that stem from his essence. And that's the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the recognition of God through, because of our own inability, through certain things that affect us. That's Ad Hashem Ishmochama, Ad Hashem Shema. It means he appears to us, his Yeshua appears to us, in a way that physically we can absorb it, We can understand, be the recipient of it, but yet at Hashem Shemo, this comes from an infinite source, and because of our deficiency, we can only perceive a result, which is Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is at Hashem Shemo. That is the second element, the enunciation of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the specific situation. And again, everything, as the Chazal say, everything is really the ultimate mida of a bus of a dam of an adam is another. Everything ultimately, all reality ultimately leads to that recognition of his own of the individual's own insignificance. In terms of success, he's nothing. And in terms of his perception of the source of the success, he also is nothing. He also is deficient. He only perceives shadows that emanate from the infinite source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mamsi Kol Nitzah. That's where that Hashem Ishmael Chama, that because of our weakness, he appears to us as an Ishmael Chama. Hashem Shemal. But the source is infinite. That's the enunciation of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way we, because of our nature, perceive that the good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the next element. Then the next element is the events. Mark Vos Parah Chaliyav Yom of Chash Lichav Tuv Yamsav. Thomas Rashi. Yodim Mitzolos Kmo Oven, and the events, the list of the events. List of the events. Then that's element three. The next element is four, is the enunciation of the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see? It's interesting, it builds up to that idea. The Micha Mocho Be'elam Hashem Micha Mocho Nerev HaKadosh is really the climax of the whole Shira. You see? No Rosahilos. It's fearful to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Osei Fela. Means we look at everything as a simply like a phenomenologist. We don't understand. It's all Pillay Poyim. So so that's really the climax. The Shira builds up to that to that point. So it starts off. It's interesting, it starts off with our own nature. Success is not ours, our perception is inaccurate, weak, faint, distorted, and nevertheless we recognize, we however do recognize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mamsi Kol Nitzah, and then you have the list of the events. And then Micha Mocha Be'elam Hashem Micha Mocha Nedav HaKadosh No Rosahilos Osei Fela. Those two phrases are really the high point of the whole Shira. No Rosahilos and Osei Fela. It means that's how we relate to God. It's frightening to praise Him, and what He does simply to us is just Pela. Just Pela. Then it's an interesting thing. Then you have one other thing. You have the idea of the metaphysical entity of Klal Yisrael. It's interesting. Nachisa v'chastchom zugolta nehalta v'oschom v'vekachecha migdash. Migdash is the last thing. Interesting. T'viyem v'sidem ha'nachlos, that's the last thing. Mochal l'shiftecha palta r'shem migdash ar'shem kanini yedecha. So that's the last element. It's an interesting thing. Why is that really a part of the Shira? Why is that a part of the Shira? The statement is—it's an interesting statement because, see, the statement is this is really part of the Osei Fela, actually, of the Osei Fela. You see, the Shira, it would still not be correct because I'll tell you why. Because in spite of all the renunciation of one's own significance, you see, there still is one more thing. There's one more element in man that is left untouched in terms of his proper position in terms of humility. And that is that he still is the beneficiary. That's still a something. So really, the significance of the beneficiary is removed in the last element. Because what it's stating is that Klal Yisrael is a metaphysical entity, and that is the recipient. You see, and that is the recipient. So therefore, it means as an individual, you're not a beneficiary. It's only because of the metaphysical entity of that, the fact that Klal Yisrael is a metaphysical entity. And why is that so? Osef Ela. We don't know. That's something we can't know. Osef Ela. Why is Klal Yisrael chosen to be a metaphysical entity? What rights do we have? Why is that so? We don't know. We don't understand. It's something that is beyond our ability to comprehend why that should be such a thing. See, but that's the concept of the of Am Yisrael. And then the last thing is Mikdash. The last thing is Mikdash. That's the last element. The last element is Mikdash. Why is Mikdash the last element? I think Mikdash is the last element is because, like we said yesterday, that Mikdash is, what is the essence of Mikdash? Karbonos, of course, but Karbonos culminate in Shira. V'shira yedavad avdecha ha'neshmon birecha, ha'amor l'fneim is b'checha. The Shira is really the culmination of the Karbonos. It's not the physical Maisa Karbonos is something that you can't do without. It's necessary. It's Maisa Mitzvah, it's Halacha, it's Torah. But the culmination in terms of the perfection is expressed in Shira. So therefore, when you say Shira, when Klal Yisrael said Shira by Yamsuf, they had to be looking forward to Migdash, which is really the ultimate Makom Shira. That's the ultimate Makom Shira. It's an interesting thing. So really, when you say that, what are we missing today that you don't have a bias? That's what we're missing. We're missing Shira. That's what Shira Dabar Avdecha. Amurim Hanishman Birecha. We don't have such a king. There's no king. And the Shira of the Yachid. The Shira of the Yachid, you see. That's why it's an interesting, Yahadus, it's an interesting thing. Yahadus is really very much an individualistic system, because the only thing that's real is the individual. But there's no such thing, like Reb Chaim says, no such thing as a mitzvah you could divide among two people. It's the yachid that has the chiyuv, and even by the tzibur, it's the yachid so far as he's part of the tzibur. Without the yachid, you can't move. But the fact is that Yahadus demands that this same Yachid recognize his place in the universe, and that really his godless is his ability to recognize his insignificance. That's really what Shira is. So the culmination of Shira is when Klal Yisrael said Shira by Yamsuf was looking forward to the Emo. See, to the Emo. The Sita Emo is a request. You notice that that's until that point, it's in the past. Natisa Mincha Tivla Emaris, Nachisa Vachastacha, Shamu Amim Yergozen. You see? But the Emo, the Sita Emo, Tipo Alem Masafachar, Ad Yavo Am Chashem, the Emo, the Sita Emo, Bahanach Loscha, Machal Neshiftacha Pavashem. So you see, when it discusses the element of Migdash, it's looking forward to the future. It means you cannot say Shira and feel that you're satisfied. It means that they had to look forward to a constant state of Shira, which is really Mikdash. So the Shira concludes in a desire to continue Shira on the highest level. That's really the, that's the result of Shira. It never concludes. There's no such thing as if you finish with Shira. If that's the idea, then it's, then you miss the whole, the concept is missing. You can't, because it's an essence in a person's existence. So it's the end of Sita Aimel means you must be looking forward to the ultimate, the situation of Shira, which is Mikdash. That's why Mikdash is the last element. That's why Mikdash is the last element. There's one thing, I think those are the elements, basically. Those are the elements of Shira. Now, there's one thing that's there that is not part of the elements, but it's mentioned in there, and that is the thoughts of the thoughts of the vanquished. You see, Amar Oyev. It's an interesting thing. Erdov, Asig. What do I care about what the Oyev says? Okay, and then also it comes in again later. Shamu Amin Yergozon. You see, it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. Why is that an element of the Shira? Or care what the Oyev thought. He thought, Erdo, Fasiga, Chalin Shol, Tim Lemo Nashi, Or Kabri, Ter Shema Yadi. What?
This council wasn't only for us, apparently, it was also for them.
Yeah, but what is the idea? So apparently, you must show the juxtaposition between the correct idea of man. In other words, what was really defeated was not the Egyptians, but their way of life was defeated. The Derech HaChayim was defeated. You see, that was what was defeated. So the Egyptians were an embodiment of that Derech HaChayim. That's why I have Omar Oyev, Erdov, Asig, Achalek Shol, Timlaimo Nafshi, Orik Harbi, and then the main phrase, Tarishemo Yadi. I'll be the one that my might will conquer. So that's in the shaft of Ruchok, Isamayam, Soloka first, Maimadira. So it must show. You must show in Shira. You must demonstrate why the cause of the Shira was the defeat of the enemy. So it's the enemy's way of life that must be mentioned as a part of the correct way. Ashira l'Hashem ki go'o go'o, and that's the truth. And the false way is erdo fasig achalak shol terishem ayadi. It must mention the false way also. It's an interesting thing. Yeah, the reason why Shira is musical, it's a musical accompaniment to true ideas. Because Shira is different than Limud. Limud is completely the abstract mind, thought. Shira is where the emotions come in line with the true ideas. And the emotions is music. Music is the language of the emotions. And that's why the Mikdash also had music. Music is, Yahadis doesn't deny music. But what Yahadis it's not an essential value. It's not it's an ibudzman, basically, per se. Involvement in music, per se, is an ibudzman, because a person could be using his intellect, his chachma. That's important. But music plays a role in so far as it conveys this very important idea, and it's helpful in bringing about a certain state where the emotions are subordinated to the chachma in terms of the person's derech chayim. That aspect, that concept is a very, very significant concept. The emotions must be brought in line with the knowledge. That's really basically the idea of the Los Lovo, like the Ramban says. I mean, Ramban's Pshat Los Lovo is that the Vasirosi Levavin Mi Kibrachem. That's right. Yeah. Maltem is Olas Levavchem. Orlos Lavavchem, that's what I mean, that's the idea. It means that a person can be in a situation where his mind understands something, but the emotions don't follow. He can't say Shiva. A person like that can't say Shiva. Shiva must be where the emotions follow. The emotions have to follow the idea. If the emotions aren't aligned, the person just perceives this, these truths intellectually, he cannot say Shiva. Shira demands that the emotions fall in line completely with the ideas. If the person is in discord and his emotions are going one way, that happens many times. The person says, look, I know this is right, but the emotions aren't following. He's not in a position to... Shira demands that the person's emotions are completely in line with the ideas. It means that Shira let a shaky go. If he says, yes, philosophically it's true, but emotionally, I feel a sense of accomplishment. I feel a sense of victory. He can't say shit. His ideas are right, but the emotions didn't follow. And that's the idea of Shira Nidra. That's why music is used. Because music is the music is that which speaks the language of the emotions. And the idea is the emotions must fall in line with reason. That's really Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim is really a sefer that was written for that purpose. It brings out that point. It reaches man on the level where his emotions become aligned with his intellect. And that's why it was used in the Mikdash, and that's why it's accompanied by music. So here's the thing. I mean, that's also the idea that Rambam mentions, that music was used before a person received Nevuah. He mentions from Tanakh that what was the role of music? What was the role of music? It means the Navi engaged in the enjoyment of music? No, that's crazy. That's just the opposite. But it means in the state of Nevuah, the emotions must be completely in line with the intellect of the Navi. And music was used as a vehicle of bringing about that state. Yeah, good question. It's a good question. The cause of Shira and the Mikdash is what? You know what the cause is? Bria Shemayim Arts. That's the whole thing. By Yom Rishon, the last parak in Tamid. That every day of the Shira, by Yom Rishon, by Yom Hasheni, it's all connected to Maaseh Bereishis. Chazal explained that everyone is connected. The Shira of Mikdash is the Shira of Bria Shemayim Arts. Bria Shemayim. That's basically the Shira of Mikdash. Because Mikdash, like we said, like the Shema say, reflects, the whole idea of Mikdash is to reflect the whole creation. It's a microcosm. It's a reflection of all creation.
Ready?
Yeah, Putney's reminded me that it's correct. There's another idea also about the instruments. That the instruments play a role in demonstrating, they're used to demonstrate that you can't really express the Shira. That the verbalization, there's no verbalization. That's the last haluka. All the different instruments, meaning all, what is it? Kol HaNeshama Ta'alaka HaLuka. There's no end to the show. We can't enunciate, It's also used as a vehicle of that idea too. Correct. That's correct. Yeah, the Ibn Ezra says that the whole idea of Mikdash is because the real Mikdash is the Mikdash that Adam Rishon had, the universe. But we can't, we're deficient. We can't relate to God through the universe alone. I mean, we're not on the level. And that's why you need Mikdash. Well, you have like this. So you have the Balamar. So the Rif says that the Minig is like Rav Yehuda. The Minig Ha'olam is like Rav Yehuda. The Tavayo. Because the question was, one question was, what do you say in the fourth coast? So Rav Yehuda says in the fourth coast, you say what? You say Hallel and Birkas Hashir. That's what the Mishnah says. And what is Birkas Hashir? So Rav Yehuda says it means what? Yahalucha. Correct? Okay. Question, of course, is why is it called Yahalucha Birkas Hashir? I mean, Nishmas makes sense. Why Yahalucha? We'll have to get back to that. But at any rate, that's one review. Then another review is where do you begin Hallel Gadol? You begin from Hoyu Lad Hashem Kitov, or you begin from Shir HaMilos, or you begin from Kiyakov Bocha Loka. Okay. So the Rif says the meaning is like Rav Yehuda on both scores. Okay. So let's take Rav Balamar.
Where is this?
This is on in the Dape HaRif on Chof Vav Amid Beis.
Okay.
He says, Va'anan, the Balamor says, he quotes the riff, he says, Va'anan lo chazin en ay min hoga b'hao ha'gol. He says, we haven't seen this minig b'hao ha'gol. Why? Da'liba the Rav Tarfon who disle kosei. That's only according to Rav Tarfon. He had a fifth kos. The kaimalon katana didon, the lesle el adalad kosos. The imratza lahosef kos chamishi v'lasas for Rav Tarfon, ain't on him on and also. We don't stop him. Vom olav mashi yitzo. He can say whatever he wants. Ok Rav Yehuda, ok Rav Yochanan, ok Rav Acha by Yaakov. Vim bolish toso bevelo klom. He just wants to drink it because of hana. Ein banokach limchos biyado. We don't have the ability to stop the guy. Vechenim ratzel lishtos kosos harbe. He wants to shikar up all night. He can do it. He can't stop me either. Okay? That's what the Baal Mar says. Okay, so of course the first question that stands out in your mind is that he says he hasn't seen this minute. Well, either there is a minute or there's not a minute. I mean, you can't argue the Matzias. You can't argue the Matzias. Yep. Yeah. Interesting. What is the Balamor saying? Basically, the Balamor really is saying that Reptarphon is cholik on the Mishnah. In other words, he's learning that it's a machlekes. Either it's four kosos or five kosos. Why? Because the Baal Amar is really a good argument. So a mitzvah ordinarily has a description. You know, there's such a thing as a reshus, but a reshus means that there's such a thing as a kium, but that's a different thing. But when the Chazal formulate a mitzvah, it's formulated as structure. It's a structure. So the Baal Amar couldn't understand. The Baal Amar says, the machlokes is whether it's four kosos or five kosos. That's a machlokes. So the question is, what was the structure of the kosos? Were they dalit or were they dalit kosos or hay kosos? That's a machlokes. But what the Baal Amar could not accept in the riff was that the riff is saying it's four kosos and mandatory. Then you have the fifth kos, which is a reshus. Well, what kind of a thing is that? And what? And then after that, you can't do it. It goes from chiyuv to reshus to nothing. I mean, to iser. That's not a tzvus on mitzvah. The Baal Amar says either it's four or it's five. You can't have four mandatory and one reshus. What kind of a tzvus on mitzvah is that? And well, there's no reason why would Chazal do such a thing. It doesn't make any sense. So that's why the Baal Amar says that Rav Tarfon is really cholik on the Tanavon. Tarfon holds five. It's a machlokes Tanayim. Now that answers the question we raised before. The question we raised before is that how is it that the Baal Amar is saying there is no minig? Either there is a minig or there is no minig. The answer like is the same answer. Somebody asked me a question this summer actually. They said, how do you have Machlokes Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Ben Sarah Mara Lord Hoya Velo Nivra? Never happened. Another man Amar says, no, not only did it happen, but I sat on this kettle. So this person asked me, I mean, he says, what kind of a thing is this? I mean, he says, how do you explain such a thing? Well what a Chazal arguing about? I mean, it did happen or it didn't happen. He says, at least there has to be some reality here. But you can't just argue on anything. He says, you know, and that's the criticism of people. Yeah, they argue about anything. I mean, he says, how do you explain it? So I said like that. Tell me. I said, the truth of the matter is that we have a system. We have a system of knowledge, which demands certain. In order to ascertain certain things, you have certain criteria you have to fulfill, and the criteria basically is I've got to say this in order to establish if something's true. So I said, the one that says Anochi Yashafti Al Kivra didn't have Edom, that this was really that Kivra belonged to Ben Sarah Mara. It wasn't our goddess Edis, you see. So it wasn't something which is with the evidence is acceptable according to Allah. But there was some kind of a Mesorah, you see, that this Kivra belongs to a Ben Sarah Mara. There was such kind of a rumor. I mean, there was a call like that. So a kol in halacha has a certain significance. There's a kol. Many, many halachas you have at a kol is yotzer. So we have to be very careful. I mean, someday we even make certain decisions in Bezdin based upon a kol. But you have to be very careful because there's certain guidelines for it. And, most of the time a kol is just lashon hara because somebody hates somebody. But they say, well, let her kol about it. But there is a genuine kol. There is such a thing as a kol. In halacha even. That is a valid way to come to a decision. I mean, in certain cases, in certain realms of halacha, there are certain things that we do act according to a certain call because it's a certain kind of an indication. But like I said before, it's not a good sadis. So over here, apparently there was a call that this kever belonged to Ben Sarah Morin years ago. So ordinarily, I mean, you should accept it. I mean, it make more sense. If you don't know, you say, okay, there is a call. Can't be. Why should a call start for no reason at all? Probably was a Ben Saramara. But the other Manda Omar, the one who said that Lo Hoya V'Lo Nivra, he learned shot in the pasuk that if you learn according to him, the concept of Ben Saramara was a concept that's lo hoya v'lo nivra, that it was made in such a way, because his understanding of the halacha was that you see how the halacha makes all these requirements and is so many stipulations, because the Torah wanted to tell you that it is theoretically possible but practically impossible. It belongs to a category of like, it's just like the. But like a scientist would tell you that this table theoretically can lift up in the air. Yeah, theoretically it could, but practically it's never going to happen because the micro particles are never going to line up all in the same way. So basically that's the same thing over here. Really, what he held is the concept of Ben Saramara, his understanding of the halacha of Ben Saramara was such that it was made bedafka, that it should never be practically it should never occur practically. So therefore, if your ideas in the halachic system are such that it cannot occur, so then the call doesn't mean anything. Because then your knowledge prevails over the call. But the other Mandamar held no. He disagreed. And he held that it's not necessarily from the halachic structure can you come to the conclusion of the idea that Ben Saramara must be practically impossible. That was not the intent of the Torah. So therefore, that's why I said it. That's the answer. So in other words, you can have phenomena which one person, when you accept phenomena, secondhand knowledge is there's a whole range of phenomena. And there's different criteria for it. The same thing is true over here with this Balamor and then the Rif. That the Rif says, Kein hu min haga. So there was such a man. But the Baal Amor says, since halachically it's irrelevant, so this minig doesn't mean anything. This minig can never be halachic. I mean, people can do it all they want, but the fact is it has no halachic relevance. So that's why he doesn't criticize the riff on the first minig. Because the first minig, everybody agrees this coast revived. So the minig was to say halucha, so that he says the riff is okay. But on the fifth coast, that the minig is there's a minig of saying Hodu Hashem Pitov, like Rabbi Yehuda, that can't be because there is no fifth cross. That's basically what the Baal Amor is saying. Va'anan lo chazina haiminoga. We don't see this minig. It depends with which eyes you're looking at it. You know what I mean? Well, the minig is there, but if halachically it is non-existent, I don't care what people do. It has no halachic significance. But for the Rif held no. Kos Chamishi is a whole separate parsha. It's a Kos Shel Rishus. It's a different phenomena. So for him, the minig has validity. But the Baal Amor is saying no, that the minig has no validity. Warkos Machlekes Reb Tarfon and Chachamim, and we don't paskin like Reb Tarfon, and that's it. What's this minig is saying? Yeah, a guy wants to work Reb Tarfon, we're not going to stop him. It's an interesting thing. Agav Urcha, the Baal Amor, led us into an interesting area. Agav Orcha. Why? Because let's take a look at the Baal Amor's thinking. The Baal Amor is saying that really the halacha is how many kosas are there? It's a machlekes. Four or five. Bahai Rupaskin. Rupaskin four. Okay. So now, since we paskin four, so according to the Balamor, what should I say if a person wants to do five? What? You can't do it. You see, you shouldn't. That's wrong. It's against halacha. We paskin like the Chachamim. You see from the Balamor that it's not so. It's an interesting thing. You see, the Balamor holds if there's a halachic position that if it's a matter of osur or mutter, so it's impossible. You got to paskin either one way or the other. So if you go against the psak, you're in a bayan. That's no question. But if, for instance, you have an area where one shita holds, you don't have to go any further, and then there's another sheet that holds, you have to do even more. So if a person takes on the sheet that you have to do more, even if it's a machlekes tanayim, it's not crazy. You can't say what he's doing is crazy. You see, that's what the Balmor makes a point. Take a look at the Lashna Balmor. So he's like this. He says, the imratza lahosef kos chamishi velasas korab tarfon, Ain onumonin also, but Omar love Masha Yirza. Okrav Yiro, Okrav Yochan, and Okrav Acha by Yaakov. Then he says, Vim Balashtoso Bivolo Klum, Ain Banu Koach Limchos Biodo, the Chainim Ratzalishtos Kosas Harbe. So the question is, why didn't he just jump to the last part? What do you have to say? In Ratzalasos Korav Tarfan Ain Onumonoso. That will be included in the further statement. He should have just said that, im bolish im rotsa adam lishtas kos chamishi be obolo klum o kerav yudu or shis be odo. Why did he make separate? You see, he made separate paragraphs, so to speak. Out of these three, you see, ain't an amonin asof. He wants to do like a tarfin first, ain't an amonin asof, and then if he wants to do nothing, ain't an amonin asof, and then if he wants to do many kosas.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Why
do you break it down to three components? There's no reason for the first component. The first one is subsumed under the second one. You see? Okay. I can understand the second and the third, but the second one is just addressing the fact that if he wants to drink kos chamishi, he can. And then he's telling you there's no issue in kos chamishi, he can drink kos chamishi, and then he explains, and I mean also as much as he wants.
Why is
he
that
can drink. No, because there's two things. He's saying there's no issue to drink after the dalet kosas, that's number one, and that's why he can drink kos chamishi. And the second halacha, the next halacha, he's telling you there's no issue shikros, because his nissa, Yishami mentions an issue shikros, so he says there's no issue shikros after kos dalet. There's no halacha. He wants to tell you there's no issa shikras, because there's an issa shikras before the Jean says. So that I understand why it broke up into two components. But the first one was completely unnecessary. He didn't have to say that in Bol Lasas Kerab Tarfon is Rishuot Halacha, Ein Anamon Nasal. So you see what he holds is that really it's not a halachic violation. It's not a halachic violation to follow a shita dechuya. When the shita dechuya is being mosif on the shita salacha. It's an interesting thing. We don't say, it's not like by sukkah, the reception is very clear, it's not like by sukkah where we say that if a person is sits in the sukkah when it's raining, is nikra hejet. There we say it's nikra hejet, he's an idiot. So we are Monea. We tell him he's a fool, he's an idiot. But over here, he's not a Nikra Hedja. It's an interesting thing. Even in the Machlekes Tanayim. Right. See, that's why Rab Chaim was right. When Rab Chaim explained the Gemara in Brachas, that the Gemara says that the Machlekes Beisham and Beisul, whether Krishma Shalala, you have to be Mate, or you don't. So Rav Tarfon says, "Pam machas is ma'alech baderach," and I did like by Shammai, and sikanti ba'atzmi. It's chayiv misa. So the question is, "Al she'avarti al deri beisul." So why? So Rav Chaim asks the question, "Well, why is over the beisul?" Beisul says, "You can do anything you want," and in Beishamai's machmas, I did more. So what's wrong? So that's what Rav Chaim says, "No, because according to Beisul, the idea is it must be, you must demonstrate, like in Krishna is really an extension, is a type, a species of Tama Torah. And many halachas in Krishna derive from Tama Torah in general. You see? So when we derive many halachas from the Tama Torah from Krishna. So the halacha is that just like Tama Torah, the kiyum of Tama Torah is bedafka, b'shivt chavvei sechor, lech techor aderech. A person should always be engaged. And Tama Torah has to become a feature of his normal activity and normal life. So therefore, you cannot, to assume a position would be contrary to the concept Kedarka, call them Kedarka. Kedarka is Bidavka Kedarka. It means you should not assume a specific position, because then you're then you're removing yourself from the idea that it should be a constant companion in every position of your life, whether you're sitting, walking, whatever it is. She says, so that's what the soul held Bidavka. That's what Chaim said. That's why it's a violation. But if it weren't for that, then you see, like the Balamara says, if it weren't for that, there wouldn't be anything wrong with the Rebbe Shammai. There wouldn't be anything wrong. You see, because okay, so he was Machmer, so what's wrong? You see. And even though the Gemara says that Beis Shammai and Mark Masil are in the Mishnah, but that has significance over here too. That's Dafke Beis Shammai. But so he says nothing. Well, there wouldn't be anything wrong though. But over here, the Balamara is saying that if you want to be nug like a Tarfon, even though we paskin like the Chachamim, we won't stop you. That's not crazy. Because since even though we paskin like the Chachamim, but Rav Tarfon is a theoretically valid position. So therefore, if you do an activity which has a theoretical corollary, so that's not nothing. That's not nothing. We don't say you have to do it. We don't say you should do it. Maybe you should learn the Talmud Torah. But if he does it, it's not crazy. He does, it's not a crazy thing. It is a halachic performance. That's what the Balamara is. Right. That's very good. I mean, Danny's bringing the riot from McGill. I have to look into it. I think you're right. It makes sense. By McGill, we paskin really that maftas all Laminyan Shiva. That's why we paskin. It comes out halachically a lot of times. You don't go back. If it turns out you only called up six Kareem and the Maftir, that's it. Because all of them in Yeshiva, you don't have to go back. So we paskin that way. But nevertheless, we're knowing that Maftir is not all of them in Yeshiva. No, your Maftir is not. So you're saying that's the same thing over there. That even though the halacha is nifsa, that's what like it's halacha. Yeah, that's correct. But you see, there may be a difference though. Because that psak is that I'm just not in the area now. Is that psak Medina the Gemara or the psak is the old Paschim from the Rishonim? Big difference. Medina the Gemara. Okay. Yeah. Kaimalon, but Kaimalon, does it mean the Shas Paschim that way or we Paschim that way? There's a big difference. Because if it's we Paschim that way, so then of course you could be Machmer. Because we don't have any real psak. After Stimus Atonement, there's no real psak. But over here, you see the Balabar says, even where there is real psak, even the Gizmara Talmud, the psak was that way, still there is a kiyum in being knowing, like a Shittat Chuya, that Allah was not mitzvah. But if it's a halachic reality, so then the activity is a valid activity. That's what the Balabar says. Amazing Balabar. You see how careful he was in his work. Yeah, I mean, as long as the drinking will shame, I know. There's no. He's not being mosif on the Mrs. Rabban. Okay. That's what the Balmor says. Where it's a shita d'chuya. In other words, why does Balmor say he can do any way he wants? Very simple. You're not going to paskin on the shita d'chuya. Say if the halacha wallet of tarfin. So which way would you hold? So those all become theoretical possibilities. So just like you could do like a tarfin, you could do any one of those ways. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying because every one of those ways is a logical theoretical position. So just like a tarfin is a logical theoretical position, you could do like him. So now you can choose any one of the logical theoretical positions of the Amoraim. You understand? That's exactly what Balmar is saying. It doesn't make any difference anymore. Because you want to know, is this activity a valid activity? Yeah, valid. Why is it valid? Because it's a legitimate theoretical position. Oh, it is? Okay, so then either one of those three is just as legitimate. There's no superiority in any one of them. It's consistent. That's correct. No. You're right. The fifth coast, he's saying you can do the same mitzvah. The same mitzvah. And the same
Kairos.
Fifth one is doing the same mitzvah, there's no problem.
Right.
Because it's a legitimate position. So you can do the same mitzvah, the same Kairos. Of course, the sixth one, it means the same manah.
Right.
The question, of course, is what we have to do is what does the Rif hold? How does the Rif answer the Balamor's, the Malamor's attack? Because the main attack of the Balamor is what is this Tos HaMishu? It's halachic demands a certain structure. Is it four? Is it five? They have machlokes. They can't say it's four and an optional five. Optional doesn't make any sense. It'd be optional. Say you say there's no four. Optional 20. You want to say call amarbez reizim shubach. So then you should have such a halacha. Call amarber lishtos yayin kosos balayla zer reizim shubach. We don't have such a halacha like that. So therefore, it's dafka four.
Yeah.
So the question is, what is the Rif? How does the Rif answer the Balamar's critique? Okay.
Another
Rif on Vachar. Yeah. The Rambam passes like the Rif. Vachar kach no yadam vachbach some mazal kosh mishi vachar mazeg kosh viv v'gamal of zahal v'gamal of brikas of shir v'yalucha v'yesh lo limzo kosh chamishi v'lom all of halagol mehod l'ashem kitov ad al naras b'hol. He holds exactly like the Rif. Not like the Balamar. Okay. But the Balamar's question is a new question. Yeah. So what we did was to answer the Balamar, Balamar's question, we took the Hasog to write it. The writer discussed it. See in the bottom slide, yes. Amar Avram. So the writer responds against the Balamar. Zelo Yoda Mahatro. This person, meaning the Balamor, didn't know what they were kavua for. Ubevada yesh smach l'minagazeh midiver of tarfin shama chamishi omer alav halagadol umitzvah lasos kedvara vadalit kosos samchum bagoda keneged dalit geulos otesi v'tzalti v'gaalti v'lachachti v'hei kvar samchum bagoda keneged levesi. The Tanakam and Nami lo yifchasu lo midal kosos koma. Avalos v'leim chamishi hareza meshuba. Umina gamal lo v'hal lagadol debelo amira lo shasi le. So he says, and against the Balamor, he can't just drink like he wants. The yesh tam b'dava. The bisman shehoya pesach kidei shelo yimshuchu achar siya v'yanichu achilas a pesach v'nosa v'achshav she'ein pesach. Namik deshi he hekel adal kosos shekineged agul. If you come on Shalom Shosu talks to us, I'm both hekel acheros. If you should talk achila, or come on Shish written to us, Elim King Ishta Sash Lobishasu, Tam Yofehu, Roy Lismachova, Volova Halig Alam in Hogos. Yeah, the Tam Bedover is going on the lesson. He said, on the Issus, he said, yes. Umida Kama Amalov Hala Gudl, the below Amira Loshasila. You're not allowed to. Okay? Yeah, so that's what the rabbi says. That there's a tamba, the tamba dover, from the yesh tamba dover on, he's explaining why there's an isser shesia after, like the Rif says. The Rif says after the dal kosos, you can't be shos anymore, except the kos chamishi, but that's it. Yeah. So that's what the Balamar argues. The Balamar argues, and he holds his mutter to drink as much as you want all night. And the Ravid says that there's a reason for the Yisrael. There's mancha, basic mikdash kayam, so you don't want to have the Pesach bali deinosa. If you're going to allow a guy to become a shikr all night long drinking, so that's going to be in the Korban Pesach. So they made it. And even this manazeh says it makes sense. Why? They didn't remove the takana. Because even this manazeh, that the person should distinguish between the kosos, the specific kosos that drinks l'shem mitzvah, and you let him shikr all night long, there won't be any hecka.
Okay.
But that's when we got to the issue on the issue sheet. Was the Rif Pasuk, you can't drink anymore after that. Yeah. You see, he says it later on. I've caught Zayin Amalaf in the Rif. He says, Uman de tzachi lesle reshuso le mishte elamaya. A person that's thirsty can only drink water. Aval chamra lo. See? Okay. And that's what the Baal HaMor is saying, the riff is wrong. The riff said there's an issue, see, it's a yayin afterwards. There's no issue like that, he drinks as much as he wants. So that's what the Rav is answering. He's saying, no, it was a sakana, there's a good reason for the sakana. Okay, but the main part of the Rav is the first part. The first part. What is the Rav saying in the first part? There he's trying to answer the Baal HaMor's critique of the riff.